Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry. My King and my God. For unto thee will I pray. My voice shall thou hear in the morning. O Lord, in the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry. Thy King and my God. Oh, unto thee will I pray. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning. O Lord, in the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee and will look up.
Happy Father's Day. I've written a lot about my father, and I've written about myself being a father. And this kind of does both. The tune is a tune that I stole from my dad. A song that he wrote, and I wrote this about, put the lyrics about being a road musician and kind of what goes on, like today.
I've missed Father's Days and birthdays and Sundays with my son. Hiking on the Blue Ridge with my daughter one-on-one. I've traded time for money, traded nursery rhymes for song. I have traded sleep for other dreams, traded always there for gone. Some dads run the country, and some just run away. Some mop floors and hang doors or anything that pays. I sing and play my music, I take it across the land. This glimpse of muse is brought to you by Abe and Gabe and Mahalia Ann. I didn't travel when they were first born, though I kept the fires at home. With lullabies and early rides, I did not seek to roam. But the fire in me was growing, I couldn't keep it all inside. Now it's passing lanes and aerial planes, and another ticket to ride. Some dads wear a three-piece suit, and others boots and gloves. Some dads are out of work, boys. I hope we face it all with love. I sing and play my music with heart and lungs and hands. This message too is brought to you by Abe and Gabe and Mahalia Ann.
Sometimes I take them with me. And in this last verse, last time I was at Telluride, this happened. so that's where I got this verse. And one will pick my shirt out, and one will set the stage, and one will count the money before we drive away. It goes without saying, they made me what I am, a father who is singing too for Ava Gay and Mahala Ann. Yeah, this glimpse of news is brought to you by Ava Gay and Mahala Ann. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So, I was asked to come and do a gospel hour here this morning, and I didn't want to do exactly the old-time religion kind of deal, if you know what I mean. And I started seeing the friends who were here already at the festival. And so I asked them to come to join me for this morning, and let's see what happens here. And I got some friends, they're really angels is what they are. And starting back here with Casey Dreesen, make him welcome. Abigail Washburn right here. Kai Welch on trumpet. We've got Bob Heminger here on saxophones and woodwinds. He's a Colorado guy. Patty Griffin. And Buddy Miller. And my good buddy, we've been singing and playing a little bit over the years in studios and living rooms and on the road, Tim O'Brien right here.
Fathers are our role models. They're someone we can lean on. We're also their flesh and blood, and if they're not near us, we can feel them inside us. It's important to know that our fathers are vulnerable. When they're gone, we can feel a great loss, and when that happens, and those of us that are now fathers ourselves step more completely into that role of fallible strength. Today I remember my dad's conviction. Serving his community through pro bono work and serving on the city council in my hometown. I remember him standing up for his beliefs, burning an Iranian flag on a Veterans Day 1979 and getting arrested for it at the age of 66. I learned from his example to love my work, to do what I love to do, and I learned his optimism. He had an often repeated phrase, which was, I've never had bad ham. I've had some that's better than others, but I've never had bad ham. My mother said my dad never made a mistake of the heart. He was a simple, steady man, and we used to wash the car in a creek. He taught me how to drive in the cemetery. I said, you can't hurt anybody there. His marriage to my mom was a great love story. I remember him riding in the car, singing, the bear went over the mountain, the bear went over the mountain, the bear went over the mountain to see what he could see.
I want to dedicate this music here to my 92-year-old grandfather, Eugene Frederick, father of nine and husband for over 70 years. He taught his sons and grandsons the key to successful marriage, to discuss everything with your wife and then do what she says. And to my father, Thomas Jude, who gives unending support and encouragement and love to me and my three younger siblings, from who I was gifted music, learned the value of hard work and practice through bribery with baseball cards. And to my wife, Molly Augusta, who has selflessly given me the gift of fatherhood. She routinely benefits from my grandfather's advice. and finally to my 2.5-year-old daughter, Emmett Capely, through whom I am experiencing the wonders of the world again as a child. She fills me with an immeasurable and indescribable pride and joy that only a dad can know. And she makes me a happy father every day.
I want to thank my dad, Wayne Scott. He's 77 years old now. He gave me music, and he taught me the four chords that he kind of knew, G, C, D, and E, E minor, I would say. And then me and my brothers kind of went on from there. But one little detail I was thinking about, and it actually happened a lot on Sunday mornings. We had this little PA system, because we were a family band kind of thing a little bit, and he would get Johnny Cash and Hank Williams records and put the microphone right on the speaker. And so in essence, the house was like concert level volume of Hank Williams and Johnny Cash. And maybe it was a little much. I didn't like to be awakened that way, but overall, I think it kind of worked out. So I want to thank my dad, Wayne Scott, for that. And I also want to thank my kids, and one of them's here. All of my kids have been here over the years, but I have one here this weekend, Mahala Ann. Think about your father.
Made up my mind to go someplace so far away. I headed west without saying goodbye. No hugs or tears that way. It's probably for the best. Sent cards along the way. Said I was looking for a brand new life. But I never settled down. My wanderlust would always cut to ties like a knife. Sometimes the lonesome wind, it calls out like it knows me. And on a night like this, when I don't know where to go, it shows me the way. But he knows me. Crooked streets, places I have never been. One more highway sign. And I'm like some other guy. I might count the hours till the day will end. But it's not so I can't rest. For me, it's the time that's best for talking to my friend. Cause he knows me, my brother, well. He's lonely too, and he takes me away. Head is a sofa road. My skin's all cracked and brown, a mirror to the desert ground. The dusty wind, it always blows. And I never made a mark, I just scattered footsteps on the shifting sand. Whatever pushes me, it's something only he could ever understand. Takes me away. He knows me. My brother Will. He's lonely too, and he takes me away.
The first time I heard Abigail, we were doing a festival, I think it was Rocky Grass, not bad. But I could hear her, and I couldn't see her, I was somewhere backstage or somewhere on the property. But that's all it took, was to hear her. And the next time I just heard her, I was asked to do a workshop one time in Seattle area, Wintergrass, I guess. And they asked me what workshop I wanted to do, and I knew right away it was singing from the soul, and I wanted to have Abigail to do that with
me. I almost died when I heard that Daryl Scott wanted me to sing from the soul with him.
Woo! So make her welcome, Abigail Washburn.
Right? Thank you so much.
Because I'm happy, I sing because I'm sweet.
Glad you're here or what?
Hi.
Okay. Buddy Miller. First time I heard Buddy, we moved to Nashville about the same time. And there was an award show that he played on. And he just tore it up. And I remember sending him a phone message just saying, man, glad you're here in this town. We need what you got here in the city of Nashville. He's going to sing a great Bob Dylan song.
And when Daryl asked me to sing this song, I thought, man, I don't know. It's not really a Father's Day song. And then I thought about it, and, you know, it kind of is a Father's Day song. Not your traditional Father's Day song, but, and it's not your traditional gospel song, but it really is a gospel song, too. It's when Bob Dylan, it's about 50 years old, when he first made his first trip to the UK and just sponged up all those beautiful traditional melodies and spit out something else. So.
Yeah.
guess the country was young with God on its side. And the Spanish American War had its day. And the Civil War too, it was soon laid away. And the names of the heroes I was taught to memorize, with the guns in their hands and God on their side. Second World War, it came to an end.
We forgave the Germans, and then we were friends. Though they murdered 6 million in the
Germans now to hell, God on their side. And I've learned to hate the Muslims all through my whole life. If another to hate them and fear them, to run and to hide, and accept it all bravely with God on our side. Got the weapons of chemical dust. If fire them we're forced to, then fire them we must. One push of the button and a shot the world wide. No, you never ask questions when God's on your side. And in many dark hours I've been thinking about this.
when Jesus Christ was betrayed by kids. But I can't think for you. No, you have to decide whether Judas escaped. To the floor, and if God's on our side, He'll stop the next war.
Pleasure of being in what I think is the coolest band on the planet, maybe other than the Flecktones. Okay? And it's with Buddy and this wonderful lady here, the best songwriter we have in the English speaking language, I do believe. And it's Patty Griffin. She's gonna do it to you right now.
Thank you. I just made a record of gospel music covers with this guy producing it a couple years ago.
And it won a Grammy, by the way, this year. Yep.
But I'm not going to do one of those songs. I decided to do this song, which is it's the only love song that I have ever written successfully. And I wrote it about my dog. But it is, once you hear it, you'll get one.
Heavenly day, they hear and watch the trees sway.
So, gonna get Tim O'Brien up here to do a great old Hank Williams song with me and Patty singing along.
Some people cheat.
Some people cheat.
They steal and lie for wealth and war.
For wealth and war.
They will cry, but don't they know? Good is gold.
What good is gold and silver too?
When your heart's
not pure and true,
sinner, hear me when I say, you better get down on,
better get down on your knees and pray.
I'd rather be
in a deep, dark grave
and know that mine,
and know that mine,
poor soul was saved,
poor soul was saved,
in this world, in a house of gold, and deny my God,
and deny my God,
and lose my soul.
Some people cheat,
they steal and lie for wealth and war.
For wealth and war,
it will buy.
But don't they know
on judgment day, all the gold and silver,
all the gold and silver
will melt away.
Oh, it's gonna melt.
Hear me when I say, you better get down,
better get down on your knees and pray.
Your knees and pray. Say that I'm a dreamer.
not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us, and the world will be as one.
We can. No need for greed, no need for hunger. Just a simple loving brotherhood of man. Imagine all the people, and we're sharing all the.
shine until you're right. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine until you're right. I'm gonna let it shine. Oh, will I let it shine until you're right? I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Well, there's a little light of mine. A little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Even in my darkest hour, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. I'm gonna let it shine, shine, shine.
Hey, thank you all very much. We're down to our last tune here. Thank you all for being here for Daryl Scott and Friends Father's Day Gospel Hour. And thanks to all my angel friends up here. Tim O'Brien, Abigail Washburn, Ty Welch, Casey Dreeson, Bob Heminger, Patty Griffin, Buddy Miller. Special thanks to Sinert Bakery for supplying all of our baked goods from McCook, Nebraska. And thank you. Thank you.
clouds will gather around me. I know my way is rough and steep, but this field lies just before me. These weary eyes no more will be. I'm going there to see my mother. She said she'd meet me when I come. Only go.
Of all my trials, this farm will rest beneath the soul. I'll drop the clouds of self-denial and enter in my home with God. I'm going there. She said she'd meet me when I come. I'm only going overjoyed. I'm only going over
my angel friends, one and all. Thank you.
Daryl Scott.
you all so much. It feels good to stand, doesn't it? Give you a quick one here. Hey, enjoy the final day here at Telluride. It's a good day. It's a good day. It's a great day, as a matter of fact.
I got rice cooking in the microwave. I got a 3-day beard. I don't plan to shave. And it's a goofy thing, but I just gotta say, hey man, I'm doing all right. Yeah, I think I'll make me some homemade soup. I'm feeling pretty good. That's the gospel truth. It's neither drink nor drug can do so. I'm just doing all right. And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining, but I close my eyes. It's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just this good? I left home and said good luck to every seed I'd sown. I gave it my best and then I left it alone. I hope they're doing all right. Now, red bird, what do you see? He says, I see a lone wolf looking at me. He got his head in the clouds, but his heart in the sounds of a tree. Good God, I guess he's doing all right. It's a great day to be. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. It's hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just this good? Sometimes it's lonely, yes, sometimes it's only me and the shadows that fill this room. Sometimes I'm falling, desperately calling, higher at the moon.
There was a little band playing on the balcony of the Ice House, I think it was, yesterday, playing this song as I was passing on the street, and it gave me a big old smile.
Well, it's a colorful life that we go through. It's neither black or white, nor just shades of blue. Now maybe I'll grow me a Fu Manchu. Oh, it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. It's a hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just this good? It's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. It's a hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just this good?
Thank you so much.